All right, so Bitcoin.
Mm.
You're ready to go deeper than the usual headlines, right?
Yeah, beyond the hype. A lot of people are.
Exactly. And you know what caught my eye? This BlackRock analysis. BlackRock, as in the Titans of Wall Street.
Those guys.
Yeah, those guys. And even they're saying Bitcoin just doesn't fit the mold.
It's really interesting to see them dipping their toes in the water like this because they're not just saying, hey, this is an investment. They're acknowledging it's fundamentally different, which for them is huge.
Right. It's almost like they're saying, look, we're the adults in the room, and even WE have to pay attention to this. Which, to your point, makes it even more interesting because when BlackRock talks, people listen.
People definitely listen.
But before we get too far, let's break it down. What makes Bitcoin so different? We hear decentralized, we hear fixed supply, but what does that actually mean?
Right, because those can start to sound like buzzwords, but they're really important. When we talk about decentralized, we mean no single government, no institution controls it.
It's like its own thing.
It's global, operates on a network. Like picture the internet, right? It's kind of like that. And then fixed supply. That means there will only ever be 21 million bitcoins.
Ever.
Ever. Which is completely different from, say, the US dollar, where the government can print more whenever.
It's like a limited edition, but for money.
Exactly.
And I think that plays into this whole risk on, risk off thing. Can you explain that a bit? Because I feel like not everyone's going to be familiar with that term.
Sure. Basically, risk on, risk off describes how investors usually behave. Feeling risk on. They're putting money into things like tech stocks, emerging markets, high reward, but also could lose it all.
Makes sense.
Then there's risk off. That's when everyone gets nervous and they run to those safe havens, government bonds, that kind of thing, lower returns. But hey, at least you're not losing your shirt.
You're playing it safe.
Exactly. But here's the thing about Bitcoin. It doesn't fit neatly into either
It's like
box.
it's playing a different game.
That's a great way to put it. BlackRock even points out that Bitcoin's price, influenced by a whole other set of factors, geopolitical stuff, worries about inflation, even just a general distrust in the whole system.
So the very things that make traditional investors nervous could be driving people towards Bitcoin.
It's a total flip, and that's why it's such a fascinating thing to study.
It really is. And a little unsettling, right? Like, if BlackRock is onto something here, it could change how we think about investing completely.
Things are definitely changing. And the really interesting part of BlackRock's analysis is where they get into specific examples, how Bitcoin's reacted to stuff happening in the world.
Okay, so give me an example. What kind of events, how did Bitcoin handle it? Because, yeah, we've all seen the headlines, Bitcoin's volatile, but is there more to it?
Way more. Like, take that whole US-Iran thing back in 2020. Remember, tensions were high.
Everyone was on edge.
Right. And Bitcoin, yeah, it dipped at first, along with everything else. But then it bounced back and actually it recovered faster than traditional assets.
So it's not just different, it might even be more resilient sometimes.
That's the thing. BlackRock saw the same pattern over and over. The COVID market crash in 2020, that was another one. Russia-Ukraine war, even the US regional banking crisis last year.
Wow.
Every time. Bitcoin dips, then rebounds. And often, it recovers faster than those traditional
So
markets.
what's going on there? Why does Bitcoin seem to bounce back so quickly when everyone's freaking out?
A few reasons. First, it's incredibly liquid. Trades 24/7, so there's always someone buying, someone selling. Helps it adjust quickly when new information comes out.
Always on, always reacting.
Exactly. And because it's global, when one part of the world's panicking, another might see it as a buying opportunity. Creates a kind of balance. But the most interesting part, I think it shows us how people are starting to view Bitcoin.
You think they're starting to see it as a safe haven?
It's a little more complex than that. BlackRock's point is that the very things making traditional investors nervous, those might be the things driving people to Bitcoin. Inflation fears, political uncertainty, all of it.
So the worse things get, the better for Bitcoin.
Kind of a paradox, right? But that's what their analysis suggests. And this is where their whole point about US debt gets really interesting.
Let's talk about that. You mentioned BlackRock sees growing U.S. debt as a factor driving institutional interest in Bitcoin. Help me connect the dots. Why does that matter to someone who might be thinking about Bitcoin for their own portfolio? So the U.S. is owing trillions, and it's not like they're the only ones, right? Plenty of countries in the same boat. But how does that tie into Bitcoin?
Think of it this way. When governments print more money to deal with debt, it usually means inflation. your money's worth less over time.
Which is a scary thought if you're trying to save.
Exactly. And that's where Bitcoin's whole fixed supply thing comes in. Only 21 million Bitcoins ever. Theoretically, that makes it immune to that kind of inflation.
Hmm.
Like digital gold, right? Limited resource, world's getting more uncertain.
Okay, but that feels like a big jump, going from I'm worried about inflation to I'm putting a Bitcoin in my portfolio.
It's not a decision to make lightly, that's for sure. BlackRock's not saying everyone should run out and buy Bitcoin, but they are saying it could be a way to diversify a portfolio, especially in smaller amounts.
Don't put all your eggs in one basket, basically.
Exactly. And remember how we talked about Bitcoin doing its own thing, not really moving in the same way as traditional assets? That's what makes it potentially good for diversification. Let's say the stock market crashes.
Mm-hmm.
But your Bitcoin holdings, maybe they go up, or at least they don't crash as hard, could help balance things out.
A hedge against the unknown.
Right. And it's definitely attracting more institutional investors, especially with all the uncertainty in the world.
So for our listeners who've been with us this whole time, they're intrigued by Bitcoin, but maybe also feeling a little overwhelmed. What should they be thinking about?
Honestly, approach it with curiosity, but also caution. Bitcoin has a lot of potential. It's fascinating, but it's volatile. It's still pretty new. Don't buy into the hype, but don't be afraid to ask questions either. BlackRock's analysis is just one perspective. Do your own research. Figure out your own risk tolerance.
One size doesn't fit all when it comes to investing.
Never does. But what BlackRock getting into Bitcoin shows us is that finance, it's changing. Whether Bitcoin will be successful long term, who knows? But it's making us rethink some pretty basic assumptions about money, value, the future of the global economy.
And that's a conversation worth having. All right, deep divers, there you have it. Why BlackRock, this giant of traditional finance, is suddenly paying attention to Bitcoin. Remember, this is just the start. Keep learning, keep asking those questions, and as always, happy diving.